Well, as we bring you coverage of the 11th Annual Winter Canola Conference going on in Enid, we get an update as to new varieties and variety plots being planted by Kansas State University. We're joined by canola breeder Mike Staum. And Mike, this year, obviously, an interesting year in terms of canola research. First off, as we talk about Oklahoma, how did the plots do here in the state?
I was very pleased with how the plots turned out in Oklahoma this year, considering we went from extreme drought at planting to flooding rains about the time that the crop was ready to harvest. Very pleased with how the plots turned out. We had yields that were anywhere from about 25 bushel to the acre to approaching 60 bushel to the acre, just depending on the environment and where those locations were. And we saw good performance from both the Roundup Ready products that have been grown for a number of years now and some of the conventional hybrids that are becoming more and more popular in the region.
And overall, is oil content, is that becoming also a bigger factor of your research?
Oil content is a very important part of our research. We want to develop and release varieties that consistently produce 40% oil. We do live in an environment where oil production can be quite challenging with the warm temperatures that we often have at flowering and grain fill. And then I think we did actually see some negative effects of having too much rain on our oil percentage this year that really reduced the content in several of the fields. And because I know that was a real struggle with a lot of producers this year. But we're doing what we can and to improve the genetics of oil production in our materials that we're releasing out of our program. And then as we see the introduction of hybrids, we generally see between 1 to 2 percentage point higher oil content in hybrids than we do in some of the OP varieties. And that's just kind of a rule of thumb, and that comes from improved genetics and hybrid vigor that we see oftentimes in the hybrids.
Well, we know about the challenging year with drought and rain and things, and you guys had your own challenges in Kansas. How did the plots do there?
We had an extremely challenging year in Kansas this year, and it really predicated on one severe cold snap that we experienced in November. We had very warm conditions early in the fall. The crop was growing very rapidly. We really didn't have any acclimation period prior to that major cold snap that we had in November when temperatures dropped from 70 degrees to about 17 in a matter of 24 hours, and then it stayed cold for a week. And in those kinds of temperatures on a crop that's not acclimated to cold temperatures can be very detrimental, and in some cases that one cold event caused significant damage to the crop. In some instances, in some fields, it wasn't as bad, depending on the variety and what the planting date was. In general, the earlier planted canola survived that cold snap better than some of the late planted canola. And kind of as a rule of thumb, the OP Roundup Ready varieties tended to survive that cold snap better than some of the hybrids that have been introduced in the region. However, I wouldn't base my variety selections based on the outcome of that one severe event. We need to really consider multiple years' data when we're selecting a variety to grow on our farms.
From a research perspective, was there any positive that came out of having that cold snap?
There actually were some positives that came out of that event. We had a surviving location in Enid, and in our Enid plot has most of our early generation and intermediate generation varieties that we're evaluating for yield and other traits. And we saw a very good separation between the varieties that did not survive very well and those that did survive well. And we saw a tremendous range in yields and a benefit to having improved winter hardiness in our varieties. And from that data, we'll be able to select newer varieties that have enhanced winter hardiness for the region. So there was definitely a benefit to that that severe selection pressure that we put on the crop this year.
Well, looking ahead, I know Kansas State, you guys have been very progressive in releasing new varieties. What can farmers expect with some new seed technology coming out?
Well, we're heavily involved in developing Roundup Ready varieties, and we will have one new variety available through Monsanto this year that was developed out of our program, and that number is DKW4525, and it should be available this fall. And then we have two new varieties, Roundup Ready, that we've licensed to Winfield Solutions or Croplan, that will be available in another year. So I definitely recommend the growers to, or encourage growers to look at those varieties because they have been developed for our climatic conditions here in the Southern Great Plains. They're definitely an option for them, and we're excited to be able to do that because we've been in the business of canola breeding now for 20 to 25 years. So we're excited to have the Roundup Ready trait available in some of our commercial products. We'll also be releasing new conventional varieties that have enhanced winter survival in the next 1 or 2 years, and we hope to have a conventional variety with SU carryover tolerance as well in the next 1 to 2 years.
With some of those new varieties, what will be the advantage for farmers with what they've had so far?
I think certainly the advantages will be adaptability to our climatic conditions. Yield seems to be very similar to what some of the current products are, but just knowing that the variety was developed for our region, I think that that can give producers a little bit of confidence in the variety, and so I'm hoping that'll be one of the benefits to having some of these varieties with new technologies out and available to growers.
One thing that you mentioned in your talk I thought was fascinating. You said there are some new varieties that you've gotten from England, but they seem to work well as you get into southern Oklahoma, maybe north Texas. What's the crossover? Why are they working so well in our area?
Well, some of these newer varieties or newer hybrids particularly that are coming over here or being tested in our environment from the European Union, they're growing in an environment that's very similar to what we have in, say, southern Oklahoma, north Texas, where the winters just don't seem to be quite as challenging as what they can be in central Oklahoma and points north. And so they seem to be pretty well adapted to the environment in southern Oklahoma. And so I think that should be an encouragement to growers down there that they may have more products available to them to select from in the future as we continue to evaluate products from a number of countries in this region.
Well, a lot of great information presented today for farmers wanting more information about the plots in Oklahoma and your results. So where should they go?
Those results will be available at the Oklahoma State Canola website, so please go to that website if you want to download the information. The information is available through Josh Bashong. All of the data that I presented today came through his program, so if you have questions about that data, please contact Josh, or feel free to contact me. I'm very happy to work with growers and walk them through variety selection decisions.
Well, today we've been joined by Mike Staum. He's a canola breeder for Kansas State University, one of the presenters today at the 11th Annual Winter Canola Conference going on in Enid. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.